Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover with DP and Jay Foreman. Jay, you got something on your mind today?
No, I'm good. I was just...
He's good.
What are you looking at?
You playing the air guitar. Well, it's not
this
air guitar.
It's a paddle.
Fake guitar with a Mike Gundy...
this has been going on
Mike
for
Gundy,
years.
Mike Gundy paddle that he probably... Remember Mike Gundy said, my boys are always... They can battle COVID because they're young and... Eat COVID for breakfast. You resemble Mike Gundy.
I don't have a mullet. I don't have dark hair. I don't resemble him at all.
You would have a mullet back in the day. And then
I can't even grow a mullet.
And then we got Sipple over here. He knows I got. If you guys can see on the Sardar Heyman
video stream
here.
Yeah.
If you guys see me around town and I got this jacket on, watch out because this is my
what?
This is my A kicking jacket. Okay. Sipple packing up. 10 minutes before time, as you like a kid trying to hit recess. Now, player,
you're
in the terror dome.
Hey, linebacker, whoa. Easy now. DP has to get set up, so I'm just trying to pave the way.
But just a couple of days ago, he left his remnants of sweet and low sugar.
his mountain.
Hey, you remember the old cartoons when they would leave the trail?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That was Sipple. That was Sipple. They leave the trail of food, right?
Sipple was here. Yeah. Sipple was here. Yeah. That's how you know.
12 packets of sweet and low.
Hey, it'd be on whatever the news. How did you find the guy that robbed the bank? Well, he had coffee all night while he was cleaning out the bank, but we traced it to...
Sweet and low packages.
The outage of sweet and low packages throughout the whole city of Lincoln.
Residue.
Yeah. Can I ask Jake a question?
Yeah, what's
absolutely.
Up?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that paddle
you
were using.
This one, yeah, right here.
Why is that not painted red?
Well, because you can't. This is from Oklahoma State.
Good answer,
well,
Jake.
But that's kind of my point.
Why is it here?
They don't
why
have paddles.
Who brought it here?
We had a former intern, Corinne.
Corinna.
Years ago, that brought back this paddle from Oklahoma State.
So why would you not?
We don't have paddles in Nebraska.
Okay, if you're gonna, that's a paddle, and it's in Nebraska. So why isn't it red?
Why isn't for you people out there? We need somebody that's a woodsman. Is that what you call them?
Woods? Don't defame this one, but make a new one for us.
Yeah, we need a wood.
I will play the Nebraska paddle if I have one in here. I just cannot affect this one.
Why is there the Pokes representation?
I'll get it. I got you, Jake. I got your back.
Yeah, please.
There's a sentimental value attached to that. They all went down. They all went down to Stillwater. Jake.
Okay. Yeah.
Happer,
7 years ago.
Happer. Remember Happer?
Yeah.
Beard.
Yeah.
They all went down there to watch a game and had fun. It was quite a time.
Were they rooting for Oklahoma State or were they rooting for Nebraska?
I think it was a non-Nebraska
game.
Game.
I was rooting for Oklahoma State. They're playing Oklahoma and Bedlam.
Bedlam. So
it was Bedlam.
So, but you find the need to have that.
It's an artifact.
How about,
it's a memory,
how about
DP.
That in your office?
I mean, I can put
I think,
it in there.
But,
you know, if he does that, this is all Jake, though. He's a Dolphins fan.
I'm an Oklahoma
State fan.
I'm unpredictable.
He's
a wild
Husker
card.
Fan, too. No, trust me when I tell you he's a Husker fan.
He's
very emotional. No, he's very emotional.
Jay, I'm a Husker fan. I get caught up in the emotions.
I think you kind of are one. You wake up on the wrong side of bed too much, man.
I wake up angry a lot.
He's got to deal with me every day. Now, think about that.
Yeah, that might do it.
Yeah.
But see, I'm always happy to see Sipple, man.
Well, you're not every day, though. You know, you're not.
I'm always
every day.
Happy to see Sipple because I used to have to chase him down for a while, but then now I know exactly where he's going to be at. I've seen the motorcycle, yeah. Or no, he rides a motorcycle.
Hey, and not today, not in this cold weather.
And I know where he rides, so I know once we hit spring and summer, I know where I can find him. Maybe on a Friday, probably after he didn't hit his deadlines, ride off some stress out there, heading out there to Pleasantdale.
Yeah.
And then now I know what truck he has, and yeah. We have a little bit of, you know. Not we don't, but he has chickens.
Yeah, I got chickens.
So I know
I've talked to chickens before. Yeah, so I know I've spoken to them.
So I know if Sipple really wants to kind of like back me off, he just brings me in a couple eggs and stuff.
Okay, all right, you know that what I can mean? Happen.
I got eggs once.
Do you name your once. Chickens?
Yeah, they're chickens. Sapphire and Rosa.
And would you ever eat them?
No. Why would you ask that?
Come on, Jay. That's morbid, man.
God, they're pets.
I just want to.
Would you eat your dog? I'm sorry, DP. They're pets. They're pets is my point. All right.
Chicken is.
Are we okay?
Why are you apologizing for that?
Well, I don't know. I just in case I went too far.
No.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand that, but I just know that there's an extreme high number of farmers in Nebraska.
Eat your dog.
And I'm sure that they produce a lot of eggs on their farms, and there's some chickens that.
They're pets.
They got to eat at some point in time, right? Out there, you know, if they're out there in
chickens.
Say they're a farmer is out in, I don't know, wherever.
Pleasantdale.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure they've eaten a chicken or two, right?
Not if they're their pets.
Yeah.
Probably not. No.
It's different. Sip's got two or three?
Two right now. Yeah, we had a massacre.
But if you had like 20.
Yeah, 20 is a little different.
Yeah, you
no,
like,
it's not different.
Well, if you're number 18, if you're 18 to 20, they say all free game, right?
You better behave.
Right?
You better behave.
You're on
listen,
the bad side.
Listen, we'll have none of that from you.
I hope Trixie's not listening.
She'll
drive off the road. I mean, they're genuine pets. They know, like, when she comes. Okay, I came home the other day.
Please tell us how the chickens operate.
I came home the other day. They were in the neighbor's yard. If you think chickens are dumb, listen to this.
I'm ready.
When I drove up in my truck, they saw my truck, and they come running. They come running. Because they're like, okay, uh-oh, he's home. What are we doing in the neighbor's yard? We better get back in ours.
Right.
And there's a fence. They have to run around the fence.
Do the neighbors care that your chickens are in their yard?
No, they don't. I don't think.
It's a fair question to ask fact, people.
Well, no, because I now have several chicken
friends.
Questions.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so there were some guys out in our neighbors. It was interesting. I didn't even think about it. See, I don't think about the chickens because I'm so used to having them. I let them out. It was in the morning, 10 o'clock-ish, and there was guys building a deck on our neighbor in our neighbor's house. I didn't even think about it. The chickens went right over, and then it dawned on me, oh, these guys are gonna think this is kind of weird. I just said the chickens ain't gonna hurt you, just do your thing and they'll do their thing and they'll run back.
That's pretty cool.
So are you allowed to eat chicken in the house?
Yeah, we have chicken.
That's a good
and they
question,
don't
too.
Look at you funny.
That's a good question. Wow. No.
They don't come in the
deep
house, though,
questions.
Right?
No, but
they don't.
You got to kind of figure
they know.
Like,
they can
don't.
Smell, though. They
now,
can smell these
Trix
things.
Trix has brought a sick chicken in the house a few
yeah,
times
yeah, sure, yeah,
to
yeah,
nurse
yeah,
them
yeah,
through right. whatever they got. But now, generally, no. Yeah. It's close, though. Like, they follow her right to the door. I'm like, okay, no, they're not coming in. I mean, we're not having but chicken.
You don't have chicken. You don't let them in the house.
No, they shouldn't come in the house.
But you got a chicken coop, right?
So yeah, we have a chicken house.
Yeah,
it's a nice house.
Yeah, a nice house, right?
I've seen the house. It's nice.
Yeah, they got a nice place.
And those are the only pets?
No, we have two cats and a dog.
Two cats.
He has an evil cat named
Norman.
A beautiful.
They're all
evil.
Jake, once they reach a certain
age.
All cats are evil.
So simple.
Kittens are not. Cats are evil.
Not all.
All cats are evil.
So do you have a shotgun for, because you know every once in a while around here they got coyotes that.
And foxes.
Foxes
show up all the time.
We had a massacre with a fox.
You had to take care of business?
I did not. I wasn't home. My neighbor jumped over the fence, but it was too late. The massacre happened.
Oh, the fox one.
Yeah,
fox. Yeah, that's
fox,
why they fox sly as a fox, man.
Fox
did
got
you find
a couple.
Him? You leave a
no,
trap
fox,
for him?
No, here's what happened. What a fox does is fascinating. The fox didn't get all of them. He got like two or three. And what he did, they shake their neck till they die.
Yeah.
Then he left them. He was going to come back.
Yeah.
He's going to come back and get them, not knowing, you know, he ain't coming back.
Well, no, I had to wait for him.
Well, you can't. I don't think you're supposed to shoot a fox in town.
You're not supposed
think,
to, but
I don't
they,
think
he
the
did
fox
it.
Is supposed to come up in the crib and eat your pet.
Hey, it's a two-way story here, right?
Hey, wait a minute. Yeah. You know,
I don't know. I wasn't home, unfortunately. My former neighbor jumped the fence, and it was just too late. He tried. Mm. God bless him.
You also saw a bear-sized raccoon once in your backyard.
Yeah, my dog, my old dog.
Bear-sized raccoon.
My old dog, Stitches, was a blue heeler, but a bigger blue heeler, athletic blue heeler. And I once saw a fight. We have a little pond, and it was a snowy day. I opened the door to let Stitches go out to go to the bathroom, and oh, man, there was a raccoon on our pond, and it was like a bear.
Right.
And the sound that I heard, Stitches going at the raccoon and then them getting into it, the sound of that was nothing like I'd never want to hear it again. But Stitches got him. I mean, my dog was a bad man. I mean, and
that's a good deal.
But that sound was incredible. The fight.
Yeah, it's different than a regular bark, right? Woo. If the postman's coming.
Well, and that sound the raccoon was making was, I don't know what that was.
Listen here, man.
Hey.
Don't come over here half stepping to Simples, right?
Yeah, you know? I didn't even say anything. I didn't even say anything to Trix. I didn't want to alarm her, but I just was like, whoa, what's going to happen here? I
mean, and Jake, you don't have any pets?
No, I've never seen a bear sized raccoon either.
So you're really trying to be like an island unto yourself?
I'm not opposed to like a pet. I just don't have one
Are you gonna have kids?
Yes, that's if. This is a plan.
Is this happening?
That's
right
the
now?
Plan. Okay. That's the plan.
Well, no, it's just curiosity. I'm just trying to.
You know, you probably should start with a pet for you specifically.
Start
with a pet first.
I've been told that you need to have
like a dog and learn how to nurture and
I have been told this before.
You gotta get him trained.
He would be good at it. Yeah. I think he'd be good at it.
Yeah, I think Jake eventually will be the guy that. As he's riding around doing his thing, his dog would be in riding shotgun.
Yeah, I do too.
Be pretty cool.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. I can see that.
Think it would take a little time, but yeah, I think he'd be good with a dog.
What kind of dog would you get, Jake?
Well, I'm curious about golden retrievers.
Yeah, that'd fit.
They shed like crazy, but they're beautiful
dogs.
Don't start
that. I mean, dogs do stuff.
Like
that's
when Schaefer brought in, Slider. I love that dog's great. Yeah. He sheds a lot, but he's a happy dog.
You can brush beautiful. It, and it takes care of the shedding part of it.
But they still shed.
Blue heelers are good. They're smart. You'd like them. They're athletic.
I'd prefer a dog that doesn't shed much.
You need a dog that's pretty intelligent because I got a feeling that you would be talking to the dog all the time about the Dolphins game.
Absolutely. Oh, he's gonna the dog. His name will be Marina.
Right.
It'd be
Jay Fiedler.
No. I don't want to hate the dog. I don't want to hate
Tua.
Tua. Stop this nonsense. No, the dog's name is Marino or Shula. One of the two. Okay.
Marina.
Marino or Shula. That's
not Fiedler?
It's not going to be Fiedler. No, it's not going to be any of that nonsense.
It's going to be the name of Don Strzok.
Ray Lucas? Was that one of the guys?
Ray Lucas.
No, stop. This is early 2000s slanders.
Mercury. How about Mercury?
David Woodley.
Zonka. Zonka.
Zonka's great. You get like a Basset Hound and make it Zonka.
Yeah.
Or a Bulldog and make it Zonka.
See, maybe you should think about doing this pretty soon.
Mercury. I got to convince my wife that I can, I can name it a dog.
Wait. What? What'd you say?
She's the one who wants the dog more than me.
Oh, and she
so
wants
she probably
the dog.
Would like
well, then
to
why
name.
Would you have to ask her? You can make her day by getting her bringing home little
Zonka.
But
Zonka
has to be a pit bull.
Yeah, by the way, the dog's name is Zonka.
Zonka has to be a pit bull. You can't get a poodle and name it Zonka.
That'd be kind of funny, actually.
Get a little chihuahua.
Get a little
Zonka.
The poodle would have to be Mercury Morris because he just yaps all the time.
Yeah, that's fair.
On command.
That's fair.
Number 22.
No, Greasy.
Greasy would be a great name for a dog. I do like Zonka for a
What kind of dog would Greasy be, you think? What fits that?
Greasy would be...
Smooth dog, like a smooth operator.
Yeah.
Even keel dog.
Like effortless.
Yeah.
Beagle?
Yeah.
A beagle would be great.
A beagle would be Greasy. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need like a mastiff or nothing like that.
No, I would never get a mastiff.
You're not ready for that. That doesn't even fit your profile. You don't even have that. You don't have that gangsterism to it. Until you get integrated into Ebonics and get you a gold chain or an African medallion, you can't have a pit bull or a mastiff or a Rottweiler.
Because he's going to have them in Dolphins and Husky jersey.
What about German Shepherd for Jake? German Shepherd.
Yeah, they'll have a jersey for sure.
Yeah. German Shepherd.
Yeah, that'd be good
German
for you.
Shepherd. I think it could work.
Those are awesome
dogs.
Could
that dog be Merino or it be something else?
Could it be Merino.
Name that
German Shepherd could be whatever you want.
Oh, Bonacani.
Yeah.
Bonacani. I think you should. German Shepherd's a big dog.
I know.
Would Elizabeth be okay with a German Shepherd?
I think so. Yeah.
It would fit you.
Those are really smart dogs.
Yeah.
Phenomenally smart. Phenomenal.
Those
smart
are incredibly smart.
So maybe
smart.
We figure it out. Do German Shepherds go on runs?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Then that's perfect. Then.
Yeah. Oh, if you don't run them, they're going to be angry with you.
Okay. I'd like to see you challenge yourself with this dog. Get a real German Shepherd.
So this is what I need to get. Name it Zonka.
Get you to grow up fat. That.
And I will puppy sit and puppy train.
Wow. Then after that, you on your own.
So after that?
No. Becky will tell you. She calls me the puppy whisperer.
Is that right?
And so people bring me their dogs, and within a matter of hours, we're best friends, and we have a language. And
Nice. I like that part of you.
Yeah. So we can do that.
All right. Jake, well, there we go.
We're figuring out your life, Jake.
Yeah.
On the air.
We'll get a dog. Yeah. At some point, we'll name it Zonka. I'm down with that. Or Merino. Mm-hmm. I just got to make sure I get the dolphin name.
Fielder.
And it's Fiedler.
Fiedler.
Or Lucas.
And that guy sucked, too.
Fiedler.
Or Lucas.
I'm saying it Ray Lucas.
Who else was a bad dolphin?
Woodley, Archer.
Oh, Tyler Thigpen. Cleo Lyman.
Archer, who had the worst Super Bowl performance in history.
We had A.J. Feely was terrible. Chad Henne was pretty bad.
Chad Henne was all right, though.
Chad Henne was okay. For bad quarterback play in the Super Bowl. Thank you.
Brandon Marshall couldn't get the ball from him. Chad Henne sucked. They all have sucked. There's nobody good. Nobody's good in Miami besides Dan Marino.
So we didn't ask him about cold weather quarterbacks. Cold weather quarterbacks.
We can go to 20.
Let's do it. Cold weather quarterbacks, the best ones you can think of not named Aaron Rodgers.
Probably Brett Favre.
I'm going to go one generation before that and say Bart Starr, who played the coldest.
Yeah,
DP says Bart Starr's the best.
Oh, my God. He
had no choice.
Back then, Green Bay was cold in
October.
It's Starr and Tarkenton.
Yeah.
Right?
They didn't have the
They didn't have
stuff.
Any. Every stadium that they played in back then, there was no roof or anything. So you had to be able to embrace the elements. I think, like, at the NFL level, and I was fortunate, obviously, to come from Minnesota and play in Nebraska. But at the NFL level, especially at quarterback or people that handle the ball, like running backs and obviously receivers, kick returners and all that, the biggest part of playing well in the cold is embracing it. You get what I'm saying? Understanding. You have to understand I'm going to be out here for 3.5 hours. Mm-hmm. It's not that big a deal. Mm-hmm. They're going to be cold. Mm-hmm. We're going to be cold. And the team that actually embraces it, and not the fake embrace, right? Coming out and, coming out warming up without your shirt on. That's just stupidity, right? Just come out like you're get ready for a game and understand it's going to be cold, but they're going to be cold, and you go out there and play football. And then once you kind of focus on purely football. Don't even think about it.
Okay, Tarkenton didn't have big hands, did he?
No.
See, I'm thinking quarterbacks in the cold got big hands.
Brett Favre
Favre
played. He just
I think of I go in that Minnesota. I think of Joe Capp.
Jim Kelly played well in the cold.
Joe Capp
took them to several NFC Championship games
Took the Vikings.
Yeah.
Right, to go through, and I mean he played it tough. Like he looked like.
Yeah.
Hey, I can handle this. I'm built for this. Let's go through it. A guy that I always saw in cold weather doing well, Donovan McNabb played really well.
He did.
Some bad Philly
weather.
He showed up. Phil Sims. Phil Sims.
All the Giants.
Johnny's the prototype. See, the young cats don't know. Johnny Unitas was the first quarterback that everybody kind of fell in line with. That he was all the granddads are Johnny Unitas fans.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Because he was the prototype of throwing the ball downfield.
Yep.
Field generalship, mm-hmm. calling his own plays, drawing him up in the huddle with his finger. You know, he didn't need an offensive coordinator.
Right, yeah.
Like, I can get out here and tell you how to do this. Yeah, Johnny did his thing. Baltimore has some of that cold weather stuff. But, yeah, I would put Johnny up there as well.
You got to
yeah.
think about Pittsburgh with Bradshaw and Roethlisberger, too.
Yeah.
Both
yeah.
those guys.
Bradshaw more than Roethlisberger.
Yeah. yeah. Bradshaw, both, good name.
Yeah, they both played in cold all the time.
Bradshaw's
great in the cold.
Yeah, like you weren't getting Bradshaw in January.
No.
He's beating you. It's cold. Like, it's cold. Yeah, he's
like, he
win.
Was like, come to Pittsburgh. I got
right,
you.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, another thing for, like, an offensive guy, and this is obviously where the cold or warm weather, quarterbacks that know how to throw the ball in cold weather, catchable balls.
Preach.
There's a big difference when you see quarterbacks that throw catchable balls, know how to throw guys open, know to throw a certain route in 90-degree weather versus 9-degree weather is totally different. And because all the things have to go into how you practice and play, right? So if you know it's going to be slippery outside or, the you know, say you're playing on natural grass, you know that you can actually, if you know there's going to be a lot of separation, you know, with your receiver, you can actually throw a little bit more of a body catching ball.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, if it's a faster one, you know, you're going to have to maybe, you know, on the outside or, you know, so forth and so on. And, mm-hmm. you know, you got to know who you're throwing to, right? So yeah. if you're throwing to Jerry Rice, you know, he's a phenomenal hands catcher. If you're throwing to said receiver, you know, he's more of a body catcher.
Mm-hmm.
So that changes how you, not how you play calls or how you call plays, but how you execute those plays based mm-hmm. on who you're dealing with.
But yeah, that's changed over the decades, that the body catchers, because the weather was bad a lot. You really
yeah.
had to.
Yeah.
You couldn't be a hands catcher in Minnesota in
when it's
January.
8 degrees. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah that wasn't going to happen.
Broken fingers.
So, yeah, it was known. Yeah. Let me body up here.
The ball's a lot slicker yeah. and stuff like that.
Yeah.
See, that's all in play this week.
It is.
I mean, Lambeau's going to be cold.
Cold games in Green Bay.
But Green Bay is just listen here, man. Like I said, they aren't sleeping well.
I saw it on the
cold
text.
Cold game in Kansas City.
I saw it on the text last week. Jake used the term frozen tundra, and they said, that's Minnesota. No.
No, Green Bay
no,
is
no, no, Green Bay is the frozen
yeah, that's
the,
yeah. yeah, you're right.
That's the Facenda voice.
Right.
That's the Facenda voice.
Frozen tundra.
Yeah,
the frozen tundra.
They got the field heated now. It's a little bit easier to play.
And go back and watch the full ice bowl.
Yeah, that's different. That looks
go
like,
back and watch yeah, Dallas, Green Bay.
I would not want to be there.
For the NFC Championship. That, look, man. Those are some different level of manhood that was
I know.
On display yeah. that day.
Yeah. I admire yeah. it. I admire it.
It's the whole game's available online. I watched it probably a few months ago, just standing there just with my jaw on the floor.
Yeah, it's a totally different brand of football.
And yeah, like that. Ooh.
Now they have the field is heated underneath. So that actually takes away the advantage of a little bit of Green Bay. So now, you know, San Francisco doesn't have to come out here or come out there and worry about footing as much. Mm-hmm. Now you can actually kind of like, as a player, you know, some players like long cleats. Some players like to wear the same shoes. Regardless, you know, depends on how you like playing. You can make a decision a lot earlier. So that eliminates any anxiety of, you know, do I have to wear long cleats in Green Bay to get traction just because, and I don't like playing in it, you know, or playing in them. So it,
And now they carry, each player can carry three or four different pair
yeah,
of cleats.
Three or four pair, yeah.
With them.
With them.
Damn, so. It's interesting.
Different times. Yeah. Different times. All right, Old School is up next. For Steve Sipple, I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.